We all know we're supposed to focus on the positive, but it's so darn hard to do so. Research has found that couples who stay together happily say more positive things to each other than negative, with the good ratio being 5 positives to every 1 negative. It makes sense that kids are more likely to listen to their parents' discipline when they are noticed more often for good things than bad things. To make the shift to noticing more positive things, you have to shift your mindset to notice the positive as well as the negative. Notice what's right as well as what's missing, and then remember to talk more about the good than the bad. Take the example of a mom who was in my office with her teenage daughter. They're trying to improve their relationship, and the daughter says she just doesn't know how to impress her mother because all the mom does is point out what she hasn't done right. Mom is remarkably not defensive and agrees with her daughter, explaining they have so little time together that she goes directly to what hasn't been done, rather than using the time to talk about what has been done right. When you hear a story about your child getting into trouble, you tend to see the mistakes they made rather than the good choices that were also sprinkled through the story. Before you react out loud, think about what is here that is good that you could focus on as a prelude to launching into what you want to teach them about the mistakes they made. Finding the positive can be a challenge for the couples in my office, especially when you're already in a downward spiral and frustrated with each other. For instance, wife worked all day and husband was home. He was pleased with all the yard work he finished, cleaned up the patio furniture, fixed the sprinklers, but he did leave the laundry folding to last. And what did she notice? He didn't fold the laundry. And that was the only thing that she asked him to finish before she got home. He's defensive, and she doesn't know what she did so wrong to make him this nasty. Some people's brains work such that they see what is wrong more quickly than they see what is right. What isn't done leaps out at them before they notice what's been finished. They come off as highly critical, even though they don't feel critical. It's just natural for them to see the holes in a project first. These types have to work hard, remaining mindful of remembering to say the good things before they say the bad things. They can't change the way their minds work, but they can learn to delay saying the bad until they've said something positive. Often, we don't get to the positive because we feel pressured for time. We're stressed, so we choose to use a little bit of time we have to get to the bad stuff first. It doesn't work so well, but we do think we're being efficient. And the most stubborn reason we focus on the negative is that we're so frustrated with the person that we've begun to see them only in critical ways. Our vision is narrowed to see what they do wrong, and we fail to see what they do right. If they actually do something right, we tend to discount it so it doesn't register. Well, of course, they should have done that because it's given, simply baseline behavior that earns no credit. Take a look at whether you're focusing enough on the positive in your relationships. Ask your people what they think. If they hesitate when answering, that means you're not positive enough, but they don't want to tell you. Saying more positive things requires making a shift in your focus and remaining mindful so you retrain yourself to perceive both the good and the bad. You'll have more power inspiring your people to please you if you focus on what they do well more than on what they mess up. For KUNR, this is Dr. Rebecca Jankovich.